He was a boy, a little boy, not bigger than many of you. When he came there, he wanted one to find him something to do. Poor little fellow, he asked one man after another, could they give him some work? He was greatly discouraged and almost tired of saying, "Please, sir, can you give me something to do?" And hearing the answer, "No, I have nothing for you to do. What can such a little fellow as you do?" At last one day he went into a banker's house. There were a great many people standing in the office, so he went up to one of them and said, "Please, sir, can you find me something to do?" "No, I cannot," was the answer. As he went to the door to go away, he saw a pin upon the floor. He stooped down and picked it up and stuck it in his sleeve. The chief person in the office saw him do this and called him back. "Boy," said he, "what do you pick up that pin for?" "I don't want it. It would be of no value to me. But I want to know what made you pick it up." "Well, sir," said the boy, "I will tell you. My mother told me never to waste little things, but always to take care of them. She said, 'My son, if you will take care of little things, even of pins, you will always find some use for them.'" Said he, "I always like to do what my mother told me. I love my mother, and I always take care of little things." These words struck the banker so much that he said, "My boy, come to me tomorrow morning." He did so, and the gentleman gave him a place in the bank. He turned out so steady and diligent that he soon rose from one thing to another, and in time he became the highest partner in the firm. When he died, he was the richest man in all Paris. His name was Lafitte. Dear children, see what great results come from picking up a little pin. It showed character. It showed what the boy was. He was a boy that minded little things, and all his success in life afterwards he traced to this little circumstance. Little things are never to be despised. I always tell my own boys never to think lightly of everyday things. Oh, the importance of little habits! Habits of reading, habits of prayer, habits at meals, little habits through the day, all are little things. But they make up the character and are of the utmost importance. So, dear children, when people tell you there is no use in little helpers like you, don't mind them. By attending to little things, you will be able to do much for the bird's nest. Now, what can you do? First, take a deep interest in the whole concern. Here are these boys and girls taught to be clean, taught to work, taught to behave well, taught to read the Bible, and taught to know the way to heaven. What a great work is this! What an honor to be a helper of it! I know a clergyman who was once going to a missionary meeting, and he met a boy running in a very great hurry. So he stopped him and said, "My boy, why are you running so fast? What is the matter?" "Oh, sir," said the boy, "I am going to a missionary meeting, and I must not lose a minute, for I am late." "But what makes you in such a hurry about it? You are not wanted at it." "Oh," said the boy, "I am part of the concern." "How is that?" said the clergyman. "Why, sir, it's a thing that I support, and I have a share in it myself." So off he ran to the meeting, and the clergyman followed. The report was read, and the gentleman who read it out read that the total sum of money collected was so many pounds, so many shillings, and one penny. "Oh," said the boy, "there goes my penny." So his giving the penny made him feel that he was part of the concern. Second, always pray for the bird's nest. If God's blessing is to be got, it must be sought. It is of great importance that all children should pray for God's blessing on every work they enter upon. One of our missionaries came home from India and told us that he was going home one night. He passed by some trees and heard voices. He thought he would like to hear what was going on, and to his great joy, he heard the voices of children praying. These heathen children were praying for a blessing upon missions. He heard one child pray, "O Lord, I pray thee to make my grandmother's ears longer. I wonder if anyone here could tell what he meant by that prayer. I will tell you. He meant that, as his grandmother was a heathen, her heart was unchanged. She would not listen to what she was told about Christ, or she would pay no attention to what she heard. So her little grandson prayed that she might have longer ears in order to attend more to what the missionary said. Dear children, cannot you pray that God would make people's ears a great deal longer? People are told about the bird's nest. You talk to them about the bird's nest. You ask them to help you to give something to the bird's nest. But you sometimes speak to them in vain. Their ears are so short that they will not listen or do not understand what you mean. Could you not pray that the hearts of these people may be touched so that more subscriptions may come in, that more active helpers may be raised up, and that God's work may go on faster and faster? Third, one thing more I will say. Let me beg of you to help this cause by showing a missionary spirit at home. I should not like to hear of any boys or girls being helpers of the bird's nest while they don't show a loving spirit, a kind spirit, in their own homes towards their fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers and servants. My dear children, every one of you should be a missionary at home. Try to be a Christian at home. Try to adorn Jesus Christ's doctrine at home. Strive to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep his words in your minds. Walk in his steps in your own families toward your fathers and mothers and everyone else. There is a commandment I often think of, about which a great man once said a curious thing. There was in this country, before you or I, or anyone now living, was born, a great man called Archbishop Usher, a holy, godly, Christian archbishop. This archbishop resolved one day to pay a visit to a very holy Scotch minister called Rutherford. He wanted to see him in his private life, how he went on in his family. So he went dressed as a common laborer that they might not know who he was. He knocked at the door and asked very quietly for a night's lodging. Mr. Rutherford was a good, kind man and was in the habit of receiving strangers into his house. So the door was opened and Usher was allowed to have the night's lodging. He was sent to the kitchen to get some supper. After supper was over, Mrs. Rutherford, who made it a rule to question and teach the servants every evening, asked any strangers who were present questions, and talked to them about their souls. When she came to the archbishop, she said, "Tell me, my good man, how many commandments are there?" "Oh," said he, "there are 11, madam." And when he said 11, Mrs. Rutherford said, "Alas, what an ignorant man you are! Have you never been at school? Has no one ever taught you how many commandments there are?" Then she told him how Moses wrote the 10 commandments, and how in the book of Exodus the 10 commandments are all written down as plain as possible. "How is it," said she, "that you are so ignorant?" Usher held down his head and said nothing for a time. But when she had done her questioning, he said very quietly, "There is a word in the gospel which says, 'A new commandment give I unto you, that ye love one another.' And I think that a commandment given by our Lord Jesus should be attended to as well as Moses' commandments. And one added to 10 makes 11. They soon discovered it was the great Archbishop Usher, and you may fancy how Mrs. Rutherford felt when she found it out. Now, my dear children, I hope you will never forget the new commandment given by our Lord Jesus Christ. You are to show a loving spirit. You are to be willing to give up your own way, to be good-natured, to keep your tempers. This is love. This is practical religion. This is showing religion at home. This shows that when you go and ask for money to teach the commandments of God to poor children, you yourselves are trying to keep them. Try, last of all, to honor all God's commandments in spirit as well as in letter. There was a place in